Tosis over here records an idea that when it comes to Gezeiras Chachamim, we don't compare one to the other. We don't try to assume that they all share the same principles and we can therefore trade these principles from one to another. This is also found in the Magen Mishnah, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Vav, in Halacha Tes, and Halacha Yud, and the Chazon Ish and Aruch Hayim in Siman Lev Vav comments on this and explains, particularly when we enter into the issue of a shvus b'makom mitzvah, we try to look at how a din d'rabbanan interacts with the needs of a mitzvah, so it's hard for us to derive any principles that we can extrapolate from one case and apply to another, because we don't have the ability to look into Chazal's intent. Chazal determined these gezeiras and decided just how necessary they were and to what extent to apply them. We don't have the ability to discern exactly how that was put into place to the extent that we would be able to transfer principles to any other idea. Especially when we're trying to weigh the din against a mitzvah, we don't have the ability to know how much different mitzvahs are worth. And therefore, just because Chazal decided in a certain case that a shvus was to be waived for the needs of a mitzvah, doesn't give us the ability to determine that the same would be true in a different case. The Sanzer Rebbe in the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim discusses this principle as well, seems to have a somewhat more limited understanding of it, and comments merely that we're not able to build the yesod on what we see about how Chazal treated Din Rabbanan because of our lack of understanding of how the gezeiras are formulated. Nonetheless, the Avnei Nezer in a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, Eglei Tal, seems to take a different view than the Chazon Ish and then the Magen Mishnah and Tosfos, and writes that this principle that we find in Tosfos and the Magen Mishnah, that we're not medama gezeira l'gezeira, is not necessarily accepted, and other Rishonim disagreed, and we have to assume that's the case, otherwise our whole halachic methodology of asking kashas and giving terutzim on different issues as far as how dinim d'rabbanan are applied wouldn't be relevant. We wouldn't be able to ask one kasha to another because we would have to assume that no d'rabbanans share any common principles. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer concludes that many Rishonim, such as the Rambam and the Ramban in Taras Adam, apparently changing a position he holds in his Chidushim, disagreed with this principle that we see in Tosfos in the Magen Mishnah, and did not necessarily assume that we're powerless to be medame gezeira l'gezeira.